music and talk radio about all things all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and happy fun drive. Welcome to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the unceded territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. That is the whole Kameenam speaking peoples of this land. I'm Robin.
I'm Rebecca.
And we're going to host the show today and encourage you to donate community coin to our funding drive that is ongoing this week. From Monday it started until Sunday. And we've got a big goal of raising $10,000 for the augmentation of our budget, really. But we're going to get into that as we move along through the show and bring you some clips of past episodes. Fun Drive is always such a great opportunity to sort of revisit some of the amazing content that we've brought you over the past year, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and play some clips and convince you that you know, what we do here up at the station is a really valuable community resource and one that should be supported by you. In case you don't need convincing, and you already know what I'm saying is absolutely the truth, you can text donate to this number, 778-782-2573, and it will take you directly to the secure donation page where you can make your contribution. You can also go to cjsffundrive.ca, and that takes you to the same place if you're on your desktop, or if that makes it easier. We're going to start off with a song, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the first clip that we've got for you, and you know, again, convince you that supporting us is such a great idea and really great bang for your buck, so to speak. This is a track from Vivek Shreya and the Queer Songbook Orchestra, and it is called Girl, It's Your Time, here on Intravenous.
Girl, it's your time. Don't ever, ever change your mind, 'cause you're mine. All those years of playing tough, all those years I gave you up. I'm never gonna hide you, never gonna fight you again. Not for any man.
Girl, it's your time.
You're listening to Intravenous, the Fun Drive edition of the program today. This is the one show a year where everyone at the station, all of the programmers, pitch in and literally pitch to you about the value of the station and you know, what it means to make community radio and have you support our operations in whatever way you see fit. We've got a couple of donations already. Our goal on this show, it would be great to get over the $300 mark, and we're close at $125. Want to shout out to Britta and Shelley for loving what we do here, and encourage you to make a pledge also. $35 is where your pledge really starts to count. And then the sky's the limit, you know? You can make a pledge, which is a promise to pay, but you can also just, you know, go to the website and make a donation, 778-782-2573. If you text donate to that number, you will get directly linked up to the donation page. So, Rebecca, this is your first Fun Drive experience. And you've been kind of, you know, thrown into the middle of it.
Yeah, I mean, I've had quite a lot of fun of just going through past episodes that I wasn't even in the country when they happened and listening through them all. And I think it's so clear with the clips that we're going to show you of just the breadth that the station has to offer. And not just like in Intravenous, but across all the programming. You don't get that anywhere else. Like mainstream radio, I sometimes find is very narrow in that it's a lot of it is like it's giving you the news and the updates as they get them, which is important as well. But here you're getting to have all of these discussions across topics that don't reach like mainstream ears of the day to day. We get to have such cool and interesting conversations, and you get to learn a lot. I've learned so much in my time here just from being on the radio for an hour and talking to people about a topic that I didn't know 2 days before, and I'm like, okay, let's get into it. And I think it's one of the most amazing things that I've got to experience, and also just listening back to the past shows that you've done that I, as I said, wasn't here for and wouldn't have even thought of that as a topic. Like, we're gonna like show clips from the Cartoonist episode, and I would never have even thought about that being a topic to discuss on the radio, about female cartoonists and graphic novels. And yeah, I think it's particularly about Intravenous, having that space as a female space, looking through an inter, like, not just I would say white woman's lens, but an intersectional feminist lens, just adds to the uniqueness of CJSF. And having that space that you're not going to find really anywhere else is incredibly cool to be a part of. So yeah, it's very exciting.
And for me, it's really exciting to, you know, have someone sort of with an outside lens be able to see and you know, express what it means to them to hear the content that we produce on the radio. Not that I'm jaded, but you know, you kind of do what you do, and you know that there's impact in certain ways, but you know, when we were having conversations about the clips that you were listening to, the impact that you heard or felt about the episodes was similar but also different than the impact that I felt like those shows had. And so that was really neat to me. And and I'm excited to share some of the stuff that that we've got. So you know, you talked about the cartoon episode, and let's talk a little bit more about that and play the clip.
Yeah. So I would say with the cartoon episode, one main thing that I really took from it, and I think is seen really well through the selection of like little bits that I took out, is that they talk about like global issues that everyone knows about that's going on in the world. This hard hitting, it's your mainstream news, I guess, and they put it in a format where it's easily understood, and it's a unique format that you wouldn't think of. I know they talk about this, but like putting genocide as a topic in a graphic novel, like those are such polarizing ideas to me, but it works. And when I came here, I know one thing that I said that I really wanted to get out of being a part of CGSF was looking at getting topics like that in an understandable format for young people. Particularly, I have a vested interest in politics, and I know a lot of young people struggle with getting into politics or really wanting to be involved in it, because it's...
Why bother?
It's so complicated. And I was like, I really want to find a way of doing that in a format that gets people... That's like, it's easy to listen to. I can understand it. And I think that's what you get here. It's not always just sat talking, like, spitting facts of, like, what's going on in the world that's, like, devastating. We have conversations about it. We are open to all opinions. And it's a very informal setting, which I think is amazing. And I think you really get that from the cartoon episode, is them putting this serious topic, and you get the severity of the topic, but you put it in a format where it's informal and easily understood. And I think you really get that from that episode. And it was also a way of incorporating all voices. They speak about different projects that they're doing, and they want to include everyone that wants to be involved that is directly affected by it. They have a project on the Indigenous residential schools, and they were getting survivors to be involved in it. And what they found was that the survivors were actually remembering things that they'd blocked out just by talking and being involved with this project. And I'd like to think that that's almost something that we can do with the radio, is talking about different topics to kind of unlock something in people that you don't think. I know I've had like my mind blown open a couple times sat here and talking to people. So I think that's a cool parallel with the cartoon episode and just intravenous and the rate and CGSF as a whole.
Right, because we can't exist as a microcosm without the macrocosm, right? You know, intravenous exists within the platform of CGSF. And so I urge you that if any time you've had the radio on and it's blown your mind in some way, shape, or form, to consider donating $35 at the very minimum. And as I said, you know, the sky's the limit. One of the pledge levels that I love is the 90.1, just because it's fun and it's our frequency. But it really starts to, you know, kind of amp up the dollars that we need to see to continue to just be a small business in an inflating world. So once again, the website to donate is cjsffundrive.ca, and you can text donate to this number, 778-782-2573. And we're going to listen to those clips that we promised. Right now.
And I also started looking into more into this interesting relationship of three people in a relationship, which I don't think is often portrayed in comics or any other medium. So there is a three-way relationship in this small graphic novel that's from my point of view, very interesting, because we have one person who is really in love and the other one who wants to get out, but we don't know that at the beginning. That was also something I wanted to portray, is basically a bunch of people who all have their really faults, big things that are actually, you'd say that none of them is a hero character. You don't have a hero character in this graphic novel. They all have their humanities on display. They all have their good and bad sides. And once you read it through, I'm not sure if you will have a favorite character. I know the hero concept is the one that people use in novels, in literature, and in any other kind of expression. Like filmmaking is also based often on the hero concept, but I wanted to show characters that would not be kind of like taken as heroes after reading, for sure.
So yeah, that was a clip speaking what I thought was a very interesting concept that I'd not even thought of. It was about, in a graphic novel, addressing the concept of the hero character that you commonly see in graphic novels, and how they wanted to take away that hero concept and not put it in at all, and just look at the humanity of what each character had. And I thought that was an interesting way of taking out, I'd say, the normal narrative that you would expect from a graphic novel. I mean, I think of graphic novels and I think of your superheroes. I think of Marvel and DC and that whole genre. And then deciding to take away that really strong archetype and just taking it out. And I thought, that's such a cool idea and an interesting idea. And the fact that it's women that are doing that and taking away that, I thought that was so clear of, like, intravenous exploring different ideas that are not your normal narratives. And I think another really cool clip to play from this episode is this second clip that I found. And it's looking at this new genre that this woman created about graphic essays. And it's along a similar topic of, they took away this idea of following a narrative, following a story, and instead explored a theme. And looking at the vulnerability behind this theme and using that as a way of helping other people speak up about this theme and their own personal experiences with it, creating almost a safe space for people to want to speak about their experiences that relate. And I thought, again, very linked with intravenous, that we create a nice safe space for all opinions, all perspectives. The same with the CGSF radio. It's no judgment, and just whatever you want to talk about, whatever your opinions, have an open discussion about it.
778-782-2573. Text donate to that number in order to make your pledge and support community-driven radio and content that sounds like this.
And really subjective, really personal journalism in comics form. And so I was like, okay, so there's autobiography in comics, or autobio as we call it, and then there's journalism in comics. And so what other genres of nonfiction could really work as comics? I started doing graphic essays. So basically, that's it can have like a personal essay. It can have personal and narrative elements, but it's really about exploring a theme rather than going through a narrative from beginning to end. So exploring a theme, exploring a topic or a question. And so that's kind of one thing that I've been working on. And, you know, in the last 20 years since I started doing these, you know, short pieces that I called graphic essays, graphic essays has actually become an established genre. Many people, like there's a movement called graphic medicine, where people talk about, you know, medical experiences they've had, like, you know, their journey with a cancer diagnosis or with some other medical condition, or they're, you know, sometimes they're as a health professional, and they explore these things through comics, and that's become a really powerful whole movement in comics as well. But yeah, so the one essay that Ivana talks about is one that I published in 2019, and it was about when my family got investigated by child services here in Vancouver. I live in a townhouse complex, and some people saw my kids, saw my kids playing outside and said, you know, these children are unsupervised, and put in a call to child services. And then, it was, you know, a whole investigation, and it came out all right, spoiler alert, but it just made me realize, you know, how vulnerable we are, how vulnerable families are. And it happened to take place at the time, same time that in the U.S. they were separating families at the border. They were making, like, these camps for immigrants and separating children from parents. And so I was thinking about, you know, other families who are even much more vulnerable than my family. So it kind of starts out with the incident that happened to me, but I use it to discuss, you know, sort of how governments take a sort of carceral or punitive approach to child welfare, so that was an essay that was published on the NIB, and that one was nominated for an Eisner Award, which are the biggest awards in comics, so got a short story Eisner nomination. And that was really amazing, because also it made some of my friends kind of come out to me and say, this happened to my family or that happened to my family. And I think that there's such an idea of shame, you know, as a parent, to feel that you're being judged as a parent, and, you know, not just judged with somebody's looking at you wrong, but judged like your children could be taken away.
You're listening to Intravenous here on Campus Community Radio, and it is Fun Drive. 778-782-2573 is the number to text donate to in order to make your financial contribution to our drive today. Today, and up until Sunday, you'll hear from all of the hosts who bring you radio. And I was going to say hard-hitting radio, but it is hard-hitting radio. You know, as you heard in that last clip, there's this potency about normalizing these experiences that we have, and we all think that, you know, we're the only one sometimes, and we're all alone in it, until we hear someone talking on the radio about it in such a public space, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, that happened to me, or, you know, something similar. And, you know, there's a resonance that happens between us as human beings, and you know, kind of amplifies into the broader community, which really is part of the power of community radio, I think, in ways that other forms of media aren't quite so adept at. So support us this week during our fund drive. Again, I'm just going to hammer this number home to you, because it's the way to donate, and we're looking to reach a goal of $10,000 across the week. And if we could bring in $300 for this show, that would be amazing. If we get a $35 donation, just a $35 donation, we'll break we'll break into the 2100 level of dollars. So you could be that person, And that would be amazing. And then I can call out your name and say thank you. And you can be one of radio's best friends. Again, 778-782-2573 or cjsffundrive.ca. Tell us about what we're going to hear next, Rebecca, or what you listened to that was super potent.
Yes. This next clip is from an episode that I think it's a very important episode. It was for International Women's Day this past year. And I think the clip I found, it's about 2 minutes and it sums up the whole episode perfectly and sums up what radio can do for not just women, but other disempowered groups within society, in that it provides a platform for those that have the ability to speak, and that it's using the privilege of the radio to sort of, I'm trying to think of like the best way of wording this, but to highlight issues that, as you were saying, are experienced by everybody, but people may think, oh, am I the only one experiencing this? Because they don't hear about it. And to use the privilege that we have of this beautiful radio station and the outreach that we have to highlight those issues. And this one is particularly talking about women on International Women's Day and women globally struggling with issues that I remember when I heard this episode and I was thinking, I didn't even know about women that were experiencing those things. So it's a great knowledge resource as well of bringing awareness to issues that you might not be hearing about anyway. So yeah, I think this clip really sums it up as a whole.
It is important to keep marking International Women's Day because, as Carissa said earlier, if we're us in Canada, we can say, okay, there's so many advancements, right? And we've gotten to a place where it's comfortable. It might not be the best, but it's comfortable. But that reality is not the same for people all over the world, right? So we have women in Sudan currently going through a tumultuous time. We have women in Palestine that are like birthing babies without anesthesia and then watching that baby die of starvation. We have kids under rubble in a mine in Congo somewhere, and they are dying in those places. Like, we need to continually speak against these injustices because those people cannot speak by themselves right now, right? And if we have the opportunity and we have the rights, we have the privileges to be able to do it, we must take that opportunity and do it and just speak to people that don't have the ability to have that reach right now. And yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Vancouver is a little bit of a unique city. We have a lot of diaspora communities, and I think that gives us a unique chance to platform both struggles and injustices and oppressions that are happening globally and also extremely locally. I mean, we're having a lot of speakers talk about injustices.